This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. Maybe you've had the experience of flying in your dreams. It's a great feeling, as though you could do anything, go anywhere, all to your heart's delight. But there usually comes a point in such a dream where you start to sense that you're dreaming. It's a tiny, remote voice. It says to the effect, "Did you forget that you're dreaming? Remember, you have to get up in a while." And as soon as that voice gets your attention, you can't help but listen to what it says. You may try to resist it. You may concentrate harder. Be careful not to open your eyes. But nevertheless, at some point, the dream comes to its end. You wake up and you say to yourself, "It was just a dream. It was too good to be true." And the joy that was attached to that dream evaporates, just like the dream itself. In Psalm 126, God's people had returned from Babylon by means of cloud nine, as it were. It was only true, though. No matter how hard they pinched themselves, indeed, they were coming back from captivity to their own land. We learn from this psalm that joy inexpressible and full of glory, joy that's mentioned in every verse, should mark your life as a Christian. You should rejoice on account of God saving you through Jesus Christ. After all, you've returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls from something far worse than Babylon. You've come back from death itself. And is your joy such that it's obvious to those about you? Does it lead them to admit, like even the Babylonians did, the Lord has done great things for them? You should also rejoice in the fact that God will save others, even as He did you. Maybe there's a family member or a coworker or a friend for whom you're praying. In fact, in a sense, you're linked to those whom God will yet save through Jesus Christ. And so the psalmist's prayer should be your prayer. God, restore our captivity. God, bring others to saving faith in Jesus Christ. The salvation in which you now rejoice is a salvation you should now desire for others. And whatever pain and tears come in sowing gospel seed for their salvation, as the psalm says, the Lord promises that you will return yet again with joy, bringing them as harvest sheaves. So rejoice in the Lord. Again I say, rejoice. He has done great things for you, believer, and He will do that for others still when they repent and believe on Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord and make your joy not only to be full, but evident. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.